give it more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiply trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving has only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again.
Brother Cleo is going to come at this point, and if you'll open up your Bibles to Joshua chapter 14, and he is going to read for us Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 15. Joshua 14, 15, 6 through 15.
Good morning, beloved.
Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 15. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the God, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, and yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how that Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto the day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest for more.
All righty, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we come to you with prayer this morning. Lord, we again thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to come and present your word before your people. And Lord, as a church, to have the opportunity to take the next steps in what you have for us. And Father, I just pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would move in a mighty way amongst our midst. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd be with Brother Jason this morning, Lord, as he's helping the other church. And Father, I pray your will to be done in their lives. And Father, I just thank you for what you're doing in the midst of our church. And Lord, I pray that your will would be done here. And Father, I just pray that you speak to many hearts today. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, I am glad you are here, and I am excited about today, and I entitled the message this morning, It's Time to Take It. It's time to take it. For the last couple of years that I have had the privilege to be your pastor, and it doesn't seem like it's been that long, and I guess it's not quite 2 years, May 22nd, of this coming year will be my actual first or second year as being pastor. But before then, my wife and I, we were making many trips over here each week, and the pandemic come in, and there were a lot of things that Brother Jones just kind of started turning over and going on about. And so I've been here longer than I've actually been the pastor, not a whole lot longer, but I'm excited about what God's doing in our midst, especially when we look at how things transpired. And as we've said many times, Brother Jones and I, as we started into praying about this, and as you all started into praying about me becoming the pastor and everything that was done, one thing that we did not plan on was COVID. And all the things that have come around about that. But the unexpected always happens. But God has been faithful. God has been great. I wrote down here on my paper several different things. We have survived COVID. And, I know it's still not over. And folks, it's never going to be. But we survived it. Praise the Lord. There are many churches across America who no longer exist today because as they entered into COVID, they closed down their church doors and folks stopped coming to church. But I praise the Lord. We have survived COVID. The other thing that I wrote down here on my paper, we have survived financially. I thank the Lord in testimony, and here in a couple of weeks, just so that you all know, we're going to be having a business meeting and talking about the budget coming up, and just kind of be aware of that. But just kind of throwing that out there. But as I think about where we were when I started as your pastor to where we are, God has truly blessed. We have been able to, during COVID, we were able to help many missionaries and bring them in and send them out with really good love offerings. And I, really thankful for that. Financially, our church is better off today than it was when we went into COVID. And so God has been good. We survived financially. And praise the Lord. We have even survived old age. And I don't know about you all, but I think it's a wonderful blessing this morning as the children stood up here and said their pledges, and as the children stood up here and sang. It touched my heart. It was amazing. And you know, you say, well, you know, preacher, we've noticed that you've got some chairs out front here and got a little baby thing in the front here. Well, you see, this is an illustration. One of the things that I want to talk to you about today is downstairs. As I come in as the pastor downstairs, I started going classroom by classroom, Tammy and I, and we started getting rid of some stuff that we didn't need, some stuff that was stored up, and we took the office from downstairs, we combined it with the office upstairs. Long story short, we have today 5 functioning Sunday school classrooms. And I thank the Lord for that. I'm excited about that. 5 functioning classrooms. We have out front actually it's not out front right now. Usually all week it's out front, but right now I put it down here in the hole for Sunday morning, so we leave plenty of room for parking. We have a van. And I thank the Lord for that. Downstairs we have a filing cabinet that has Sunday school lessons in it, I'm excited to let you all know. Now we saw the little children up here, but we have children. Each one of these chairs here this morning represent an age group of children that we now have at Faith Independent Baptist Church. We have babies, we have toddlers, we have the next in between toddlers and juniors, and we have teenagers all the way up to college. God has truly been good to our church. God has truly blessed. God is beginning to change things in our church, and I'm excited about these things. But with that excitement, folks, one of the things that I'm burdened about, we have from infant to college, age young people. We've got the classrooms, we've got the van, we've got Sunday school lessons, but what we don't have are Sunday school teachers. And I would like you all to pray about that. Now, there's one that I heard this morning is joining up on that on teaching Sunday school, and I'll not mention any names just yet. But I thank the Lord for that. But you know what we need? We need more Sunday school teachers. We need more Sunday school teachers. We need a Sunday school teachers that are going to be willing to sacrifice and do whatever it takes to grow their class. Going through Bible college, was in class one day with some of the other men, and our pastor came in. And he said, okay, he said, fellas, he said, I'm going to give each one of you all a Sunday school class to teach. And he handed us a red book. And he handed all of us a red book. He said, and this will be your Sunday school class. Well, we kind of opened up the books to find out who our students were. Well, the problem was is all the cards were empty. And somebody finally was brave enough to ask Pastor, well, Pastor, got a problem. All of our cards are empty. Who's going to be teach? He said, well, he said, I've given you the place. I've given you the book. The students are your problem. And he said, go out and get them. And so that was our assignment. And praise the Lord, we went out and we got us Sunday school class started and began to fill those books. And now, I won't quite be that tough on you. Because we have some kids to go along with those classes. What we need is we need some teachers to go along with those children and teach. And I would that you would really make a prayer about that, because it is necessary. Folks, it is time to take it. It is time. If we're not real careful, what will happen is we will spend another 40 years waiting. Now, it's really interesting, in the place that I brought you to the scripture, the children of Israel had crossed the Jordan. They had gone through and they had conquered many lands. And they had conquered many people, many city, and many towns. And where we began in verse number 6 of this chapter was a man who never, from the very beginning, ever lost sight of what God intended for the children of Israel, and that's Caleb. Of course, there were two. There was Caleb and Joshua, Joshua being the leader of the children of Israel. But it come down here to verse number 6, and it got time for Joshua to claim the promise that God had given him, and to claim the thing that God had told him that he could have. And as we see here in verse number 6, and the Bible says, "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kirzite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning thee in Kadesh Barnea." You see, Caleb came up, and it was time for him to claim the promise that God had given him. You know, long before, or I shouldn't say long before, I'm not sure exactly when, but I remember the first day that I came to Faith Independent Baptist Church. And that was a year before I came back to candidate for Faith Independent Baptist Church. And I remember that Sunday I preached on hell, and I began to pray of what God would have me to do. And during that time, you know, folks, what I did is I kind of spied out the land. And when I came back the second time, I began to spy out the land. I began to pray, and I began to look. And I would come over here during the week, and I would spend time driving up and down in all through Hebron. And I would drive through the subdivisions, and I would look. And as I would go through, and as I would drive up and down the street, I would pray, and I would ask God, "God, if it be your will you give me Hebron, Kentucky?" Now, I didn't know that there was a Burlington and all the other things attached to it, and how vast that God was going to do. But you see, I began to go through, and I began to spy out the land, and I began to pray, and I began to ask God to allow me. And you see, that all goes back to a burden that God began years before he showed me where I would to be, as Tammy and I begin to come back and forth in our missions trips, and as we begin to come to the United States, when we were in the United States, and we go from church to church, and I seen, and Tammy seen, and we begin to pray and get very concerned about the decline of the church in America, and how many churches were closing, and how many churches didn't close, but you wish they would close. And I remember going to a few churches that took Baptists off their name, and I was really glad that they did, because what they were representing and what they were teaching and what they were doing had nothing to do with the Word of God, and I was glad that they took Baptists off their name. But Tammy and I, we begin to get burdened. We begin to ask God, "God, what would you have us to do?" You see, God doesn't show us anything that he doesn't want us to pray about, and God doesn't show us things that he doesn't want us to do anything about. And so we begin to pray, and we begin to ask the Lord, "Lord, what is our part? How would you have us serve? What would you..." You know, I mostly consider getting into evangelism. At the beginning, I really wasn't thinking a whole lot about settling down somewhere and becoming a pastor of a church. But as God began to move through, and as God began to show me some things, and I went through and spied out the land. But you know what I'm here to tell you, folks? I'm here today to claim the promise that God had given me. You see, as I went through and I spied out the land, and God showed me, and God confirmed in my heart that what he wanted for me was to be here as your pastor. What he wanted for me was to reach this community and help you as a church stretch out and help you as a church to reach this community for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as I prayed about that and I'm here to claim that promise from God that God told me. Caleb here, he came to Joshua in Gilgal, and he challenged God, Joshua. He said, "Joshua, do you remember what God promised, or do you remember what God said unto Moses concerning me when I was in Kadesh Barnea?" And went and spied out the land. And we know that story very well, how Caleb and Joshua and 10 other spies, they went into the promised land. They begin to look. Yes, there were big walls. Yes, there were huge gates. There were giants. And when you looked at the situation, it seemed to be the situation they were going into was bigger than what they could conquer. You know, I'll tell you what, folks. I honestly really didn't think that when I took the job here as pastor. But when I started dealing with COVID and all of the things that begin to come in and everything that begin to come at us, boy, I'll tell you what, I begin to wonder why. Or I begin to wonder how. I begin to wonder, hey, were we going to survive? How were things going to work out? But you know, I trusted the Lord. Amen. You all trusted the Lord. You all stayed faithful. You all did the things that God would have you to do. And Joshua, he talks about how he went. And he spied out the land. And the Bible says in verse number 7 at the bottom there of the verse, it says, "And I brought him word again as it was in my heart." You know the thing with Caleb? Caleb's heart was fixed on God. Caleb's heart was fixed on doing what God wanted him to do, not just anything. Caleb knew from the very beginning, 45 years before this day, Caleb knew that the promised land belonged to the children of Israel and that God was going to be faithful and give it to them, irregardless of the obstacles, irregardless of the things that they saw, irregardless of the things that they were up against. They were outnumbered. They were outpowered as far as humanly speaking. But Joshua knew that God would be faithful. Amen. To his word. And church, I believe with all my heart, God will be faithful to his word. And I have presented the last 2 years to you the things that are in my heart that I believe that God has for Faith Independent Baptist Church, that God wants Faith Independent Baptist Church to do. You know why there's a van sitting out here? Because I believe God wants us in a bus ministry. You know why I went through in the last 2 years and cleaned out downstairs, moved furniture around, got rid of stuff, brought stuff in and cleared out and made sure that we had 5 Sunday school rooms down there? Because I'm counting on God to fill them up. Amen. You see, I believe there's hope in America, for America. And that hope for America is going to come through God's people, and that's Faith Independent Baptist Church. I believe there's hope for this area. You say, "Oh, well, you know, preacher, are you watching the news?" Yes, I'm watching the news. Yes, I see everything that's going on. Yeah, I know we're probably going to wind up in World War III. Yeah, I know we've got the most corrupt politicians that we've had probably in the history of America. You know, I know what it looks like. But I also know the God of this Bible. I also know what the God of this book is capable of and can do. I've also not only know it because of the Word of God, I know it because I've went out and I've experienced it. I've been out in the fields across this world and seen God do marvelous, great, wonderful things. Seeing God change weather, seeing God heal people, seeing God do great and mighty things and establish works that are still in existence today. Not because I'm a good missionary, but because we got a great and a faithful God. And when we set in our hearts and our minds and determine to put our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, Caleb didn't know a whole lot, but Caleb knew that God said, "That land belongs to you." And Caleb, in verse number 8, and this phrase is in here 3 times, it says, "But I wholly followed the Lord my God. You see, when Caleb went and he looked and he surveyed the situation, he came back, and we know how Caleb and Joshua, they gave a favorable report. They told the truth about what they saw, but they also told the truth about what they knew God was capable of. And they had determined in their heart, they were even willing to go themselves and to conquer the land. But you know what? There was some negative thinking people who, instead of looking at the God that had just brought them out of Egypt, looking at the God that was feeding them in the wilderness and providing water for them and taking care of every need that they have and delivered them, looking at the people, these people saw their enemies destroyed in the Red Sea right before their eyes. And this same group of people, as they looked at what God told them to do as far as moving forward, they said, "Oh no, we can't do it. It's impossible. There's just no way. These things don't work. There's a bunch of people going around saying, door knocking doesn't work." Well, that's a lie. You know why door knocking ain't working? Because we ain't going out knocking doors. I've had people say, "Well, bus ministry, it's just not the thing anymore. It won't be successful." You know why it ain't? Well, because it ain't going nowhere. If you don't get out there and drive, you don't get a knock on those doors and invite them kids to church, man, they're not going to come. It's not because it can't. It's because we won't. But you see, what Caleb did here and what Caleb was claiming is what God had promised him. And even though all the people, the other 10 spies, the Bible says, came and made the hearts of the people melt, but Caleb said, "I wholly followed the Lord my God." You know what that word holy means? It means entirely, completely, perfectly, totally, in all parts and kinds. You know what God has for Faith Independent Baptist Church? God has great things. God wants to give us great things. But you know what we got to do? We got to wholly follow our God. We got to put our faith and trust in Him. And so because of what He did 45 years before He actually claimed the promise, he knew and believed that God would do it. And because of that, in verse number 9, we see where Moses swore and said that he would receive everywhere that his foot walked upon for an inheritance of the Lord. You see, he went out and he spied it out, and he walked out, and he was up in Kadesh Barnea, and he was up in that area, and he was walking around and he spied it out. And Moses told him, "Because of you following holy the Lord your God, every place that the sole of your foot walks on shall be your inheritance." I'll tell you what, I don't know how Caleb responded after waiting 40 years. 40 years. I'm not a very patient person. Usually when I see something and I go for it and I want it, I want it now. I don't like to wait. I can imagine in my heart's mind, when I think of Caleb was a man who paced back and forth. On the other side of Jordan, paced back and forth and looked over there and thought, "There's my mountain. There's my mountain. It's right over there." And he did that for 40 years. And the Bible tells us that Moses swore and told him that where his foot trod it on. It says, "Thy feet have trod shall be thine inheritance, and the children and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God." You know, that was Moses talking. You know what Moses was saying to Caleb? Caleb, because you followed my God, because you followed my lead, you know what's going to happen? Not only are you going to inherit this land, your children are going to inherit this land. You know what, folks? We got a Faith Independent Baptist Church that our children need to inherit. We need to have it to where we can give to them. And God has promised us, if we will wholly follow the Lord my God, you know what's going to happen? Our children are going to have a place that they can call home, a church that they can call home, a church that they can raise their children in. And it says here, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God. In verse number 10, it says here, and now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake the word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. You know what Caleb was saying? I'm 85 years old now. I was 40 years old when God gave me this promise. It's been 45 years later, and here I stand, and I am just as strong today as I was then. You know, sometimes we use age as a reason not to do what God wants us to do. Amen. I want to encourage you. When God says do it, do it. Don't worry about being old. Because God, I'll give you a good example of that. When I begin to pray about coming here as pastor, and I begin to talk with some other pastor friends and some other pastors and seek counsel, you know what I was told? Brother Mark, you're in your 50s. That's a little old to be starting over. That's a little old to be starting something new and different. Well, I'll tell you, it's been a challenge. But you know what? I've got a faithful God. Amen. I've got a God that says, if you'll obey me, if you'll do holy, if you'll wholly follow me, if you'll go where I tell you to go, if you'll do what I tell you to do, then what I'm going to do is I'm promising you a blessing. I promise you I'm going to give you what your heart's desire is. And you know what my heart's desire is, folks? Not only to see Faith Independent Baptist Church continue in its path of being a lighthouse in this community, but to be a greater lighthouse. As I shared with you, it's my goal and my desire as the pastor of our church to send out godly men from our congregation. And I believe with all my heart, God's answering that prayer. God has answered that prayer because I followed. You know what I want to encourage you to do? Don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. The Bible says in Galatians that in due season we'll reap if we faint not. We've got to keep going. We can't look at the circumstances around us. And in verse number 11, Caleb said here, As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day when Moses sent me, and my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Because he wholly followed the Lord. Some unique things happened in the wilderness. You know, the whole time that the children of Israel, even though they had rebelled against the Lord Jesus Christ, or they had rebelled against God and not gone into the promised land, God still fed them for 40 years. Their sandals didn't wear out, neither did their clothes. Even though they weren't faithful, even though they didn't do what they were supposed to do, their sandals didn't wear out, their clothes didn't wear out, and God fed them and watered them for 40 years. An amazing testimony and an amazing opportunity. And I believe with all my heart that physically, Caleb was just as strong at 85 as he was at 40. And folks, I believe that if we'll endeavor in our hearts to do what God wants us to do, don't let age be a deterrent from following the Lord. Don't let age hold you back because there's still wars to be fought. They're still going in and out. There's still things to do. There's much work to be accomplished. In verse number 12, "And now therefore give me this mountain." Therefore, the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day. Now, Amakim, catch the next word, were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord, if so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, drive them out as the Lord hath said. Victory belongs to God. What we got to ask ourselves, do you believe God is finished with Faith Independent Baptist Church? No, not at all. Not at all. He's just beginning. Now, God will let you know when He's finished with you. And we'll have your funeral and we'll weep and we'll cry. But until that day comes, God's not finished. God's not finished with our church. There are still many great things for us to conquer. We're as strong now than we were then. And we can go out to war. We can go out to battle. In verse number 13, and Joshua blessed him and gave Caleb, the son of Jephraim, I like this part, Hebron, for an inheritance. Faith Independent Baptist Church can have Hebron for an inheritance if we will just go out and get it. Amen. You know what God promised? Everywhere our feet trod, He would give it to us. You know, when we get out here and we start knocking the neighborhood, you know what God said? Everywhere our feet trod, everywhere our feet goes, He'll give it to us. We go into country estates, and we've been in there twice so far this past year. You know what God said? It's ours. It's our inheritance. Souls can be saved. Lives can be changed. What we got to do is we just got to put some shoe leather to what we got. Just think about where God has brought us from. Just think of what God has done thus far in the midst of what has caused churches all around America to lose. God has given us victory. We're still here. We're still doing great. God's blessing. We've got new people coming in, babies to college kids. I want to encourage you. Verse number 14, and the Bible says, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephreen, and the Kenizzites, and I know I'm messing that up really bad, unto this day. Think about that for a minute. Unto this day. Caleb's family unto this day still has Hebron as inheritance. You know why? Because Caleb did not lose sight of what God said. Caleb hung on to the promise that God said. Even though it cost even though he had to wait another 45 years in order to get it, he held on to the promise that God gave. And the Bible says, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. You know, the first was Caleb saying, "My God." The second time that we see that in this scripture, it was Moses saying, "My God." And the reward down in verse number 14 was given to Caleb because he followed the God of Israel. Who is the God of Faith Independent Baptist Church? Who is the God of Faith Independent Baptist Church? God Almighty. God Almighty, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And what he said we can have, we just got to go get it. We got to go out ready for war. But that war, folks, now I'm going to close with this, needs to start here. It needs to start here. Listen. What do you hear? You hear our children singing. They learn Bible verses. They can sing songs in Spanish. And they can even do sign language with some songs. Our kids are learning how to pray. There's so much more that we can teach them. But you know what's happened? It's growing downstairs. And you know, it's really difficult to teach from infants to college age all in one class. Now, we don't have it quite that bad. Praise the Lord. Up until 2 weeks ago, I was teaching the teens. I want y'all to pray about it. Mark has come. He's been here for 2 weeks now. And he's teaching our teens. Let's pray about what we should do about that. We need teachers. We need to divide them up. We need to have somebody that works the nursery. And that job needs someone who's going to be there, serve faithfully, and scale whatever obstacle there is. And I guess what I'm getting at here when I say that, folks, is will you look at your life? And a couple Sunday nights ago, it may have been last Sunday night, but bringing a message and we're talking about going out and what we wanted from God, and would we be willing to change directions in order to fulfill what God wants us to do? It don't take a rocket scientist to believe that God wants more Sunday school teachers downstairs. But you know what? That might take some of you showing up at 10 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock. It might cost you a little bit of time going out visiting children, or at least calling them on the phone. It might take a little bit of time during the week looking over a Sunday school lesson and studying a Sunday school lesson and being ready. But I can guarantee you, church, it'll be the best thing you ever did. It'll be the best thing you ever did. What will God have you do? Caleb wholly followed the Lord. What I'm asking you to do is folks of Faith Independent Baptist Church, is to wholly follow Amen. The Lord. Let's go claim what God's given to us. And let's not wait. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, that you know who you're speaking to. You know what you're speaking to them about. And Lord, we need some Sunday school teachers. We need some nursery workers. And Lord, you're touching their hearts. You're speaking to them. And Father, I pray that you'd cause them to volunteer and be willing to do it and serve and conquer, Lord, so that we can have great and mighty things accomplished here in Hebron. Lord, I thank you for the testimony of Faith Independent Baptist Church. Lord, I just pray that you'd help us to be a greater testimony. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be a greater light. And Lord, there are many people to bring to you. There are many people to witness. Lord, would you help us do it? Would you help us to be willing to do it? And Father, we'll love and thank you for all that you're doing.